we came over to this country, and my twin brother Aldo and I, as kids, we had a dream and no plan B. The weekend barely started. I already won the race again.
Hi, this is Mario Andretti, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway as we close in on the 103rd running of the Indy 500 at a place that is as synonymous with his life, his career, his success. He is, I think, undisputably one of, if not the greatest motorsports personalities, certainly maybe the greatest driver of all time, Daytona 500 winner, Formula One winner, 111 wins in his racing career, and of course that magical day 50 years ago for the Indy 500, the one and only Mario Andretti. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, and so much time here, so much of the career, not only, you know, with you in the racing career, but the family, of course, with Michael and Marco and everybody. And as people have and make their memories here at Indianapolis, I mean, obviously this is a special place for you, but where does it rank on the special places? There's been so many.
Well, obviously, yes, we've been very fortunate, but there's no other event where we spend, you know, 2 weeks just before the real thing. So traditionally, this has always been the one that you devote the most time with because it's available. And then, and again, it only happens once a year, so you got to score that one time, you know, otherwise you got to wait a whole year. I mean, obviously everybody's interested and all in for the entire season, but, you know, our Super Bowl is the Indy 500, so you score here, you know, a lot of good things happen that potentially are not there at the moment, you know, so that's one thing I found out very clearly. So again, just always looking forward to coming back here every year. You know, it's never blasé. It's always something new and exciting and challenging that you're facing every time here. So yeah, this is we love this place.
It's always big and it's always significant. It is the greatest probably sporting event in the world that happens, and certainly on track, you know, you and the family and racing is so much to focus on, just on trying to win it again. And you know more than anyone how it can be that jump start for the success of the rest of your life. But this is special because not only are you here, always a star and a legend here, people love getting a chance to meet you, but now so much recognition over the milestone, the anniversary, the 50th, and they're doing some very, very cool things.
It's amazing what they've done. I'm so grateful. To be honest, actually, I'm blown away, you know, what Indianapolis is doing this year. And with the display they have of many cars in my career at the museum that's going to be there until November, actually. You know, but along with that, of course, you know, a lot of other things that are happening along the way. So the weekend barely started. I already won the race again.
Yeah, right. You have definitely won. There's one of the things that's exciting. You mentioned the museum exhibit. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And I had asked Wes and some of the people here, they have a great collection anyway, and you're a part of that history. But did you have to, you know, break some stuff out of your personal collection to bring here to showcase so the fans could enjoy it?
Well, I don't have much of a collection. The only car that I have is that Newman Haas Lola that I drove at the very last race in Monterey, California, in Laguna Seca. And so that's here, of course, you know. So again, but many others were offered, you know, when some of the people that do even vintage racing or just own cars that I race with. So it's pretty well represented here, and I'm totally excited about it.
One of the things that people love, and it's one of the unique things to Indianapolis, is the silver badges. People collect them over the decades, and they commemorate, you know, whatever year that happens to be. This one, it's you. Like, your face is on there, so not only, you know, hundreds of thousands of people will be able to see that, but they've got this commemorative thing that has such a great history with Indy.
Well, you know, you talk about collecting. I've been collecting the silver badges since I've been here, you know, so I guess I'm going to have to add my own. And so that's amazing. It's amazing. Like I said, I don't know how to explain it, you know, but, you know, again, I feel so humbled at what they're doing. It's every day something new happening, so I'm all in.
One of the things about you that I think is special is not only your career and the fan base, but it transcends motorsports in a bunch of different ways. I love that you guys were on the Today Show with the car, having the orange, right? And you had the family on there. What was that like to have, for a new audience that may not have been aware of what it is when it happened, but they've been kind of reintroduced?
Well, NBC has done a phenomenal job for us, and also promoting the series, the IndyCar series, and of course Indianapolis. You know, they're the first network, you know, besides ABC, and I don't know, somebody told me 50 years, you know, that they've been showcasing this race. So, but they're excited about it, and again, you know, they're doing an incredible amount of promotion. And again, you know, even with the documentary they did on my life, and as you said, we unveiled the livery on Marco's car right on, you know, the Today Show. And again, my Indy winner was there, so we were able to compare how close they got to the, you know, to the shade of the Day Glow Red. And it looked pretty darn awesome. It looked pretty darn good. The car is easy to spot.
So on the documentary side, and I think this is, and it was really well done, and it allowed them to go in depth into so many different aspects of your life, which is really, I think, the quintessential, like, American story, you know, to come over here, the challenges, the trials, the tribulations, the refugee camp, coming over here and, you know, with not a whole lot, and making a career and rising all the way to being not only successful in your vocation, but really the, you know, known as the greatest of all time and recognized in so many different ways. I love the documentary. I thought they did a really great job.
Like I said, there's another one that I can't even believe how much time to spend on it to capture, you know, the whole, basically, my life. And yes, indeed, you know, we came over to this country, and Aldo and I, as my twin brother Aldo and I, as kids, we had a dream and no plan B. We only had one plan to go for, and 2 years after we arrived there, we started building our first car to race locally, and started in 1959. I never looked back until officially retired in 1994, but then I drove three more times at Le Mans. So my last official race was in 2000.
Well, you stayed active with all of it, and of course with the racing experience, allowing people to not only race and experience and feel it, but do it along with you. But I wanted to say, it's not everybody that can be successful in a sport and even rise to the top of it that has, I think, that recognition and appreciation and admiration from people all over the place. On the music side, you know, you've got so many different musical artists that have incorporated you and kind of your legacy into the music. Fans from all over in different walks of life. What is it that you think? Because certainly there are very few people who've done what it is that you've done on the racetrack, but to transcend it all and become like an icon, you know, where everyone just recognizes and supports you. Is it because you were more in the beginning of the advent of television? Covering racing was one of those things. You have the video games. What was it that made Mario Andretti, or just the force of your personality, such a star?
Well, part of it is because I've been so blessed and dodged many bullets, you know, and I've had a long career. You know, and many of my friends, you know, were not able, you know, to be really complete, as you say, you know, their careers. And was one of the few that was. So that's part of it. And from that standpoint, I count my blessings every day. I always say that. I take nothing for granted. I think it's the part that I've had the opportunities to just pursue my most ambitious dreams, mainly because I was around. And again, and that's a big one.
One of the last things, you think about this, with all the success and the stardom, you could have moved to Los Angeles, you could have moved to New York, you could have done whatever, but Nazareth, Pennsylvania, you know, what is it about that place? And you've always been, I think, really grounded, you know, certainly humble and appreciative of the success and everything that goes along with it. But what was it about Nazareth that made you decide to make your home there, you know, keep everything there and just have that as your home base?
Well, basically, when we arrived, you know, of course, that was home, and then I married a local girl at the end, and of course, she's local. So, you know, our parents were there, and I had opportunities early on, and you know, the travel was easy from there to go anywhere in the world, and that's all that matters. You know, I had some pressures, you know, to perhaps move to the West Coast because of working with the West Coast teams or driving for West Coast teams, but you know, I have a business for the West Coast, a winery. I'm there whenever, you know, I can, and But home is home, and I love where I stayed. We have a property up in the Poconos, you know. We have a lake, and that's where we bring the family together to recreate. And, you know, I don't need to move anywhere else, quite honestly. So happy where I am.
Happy where you are, and people are happy to see you wherever you go, whether it is the winery. And we talked back when you guys opened it, and I know that that has been a love and a passion for you. And probably sort of, you know, you got everything that's so tension-filled and crazy and hectic in the racing world, and then sort of this like oasis of peace right on the wine side.
Oh yes, for sure. The winery, that's where you know, everything just seems to calm down and replenishes my spirit when I'm there. I always say that. Yeah, just is a wonderful spot, and again, I'm just fortunate again that we were able to do that. We've been there for 22 years now, so we're almost veterans. And yeah, I love it, love it, love it.
There's not going to be any peace till after the 26th when we get to the 103rd running of the Indianapolis 500. Good luck with everything that's going on, with all of your ventures and all of your well-deserved accolades. And I know you'll wear it in stride, because that is, you know, who you are, is humble and appreciative of all of it. But it's just so great to have you here enjoying it as much as all those fans enjoying being able to recognize everything that's going on. So thanks, Mario. Thanks for everything that you're doing. Thanks for a career being you know, one of our heroes. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate this.